I'm Laura Winters. We begin this hour with a look at politics. A new Fox News poll of registered voters weighing in on who they would vote for if the election were held today. 40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%. And Green Party candidate Jill Stein at 4%. Meanwhile, some Americans with other political tickets on their mind, USA's John Schaefer on the story.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
To the Middle East now, where the IDF rejecting calls for a ceasefire and moves troops deeper into Gaza, soldiers finding the bodies of two Israeli women who were being held hostage near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and returning their bodies to the Holy Land for funerals. This as well-coordinated anti-Israel protests taking place in major U.S. cities, at least 40 protesters arrested at the University of Michigan after they stormed a school building. Scary times in Iceland, where fears of a massive volcano loom, scientists busy monitoring cracks in the Earth's surface, which they say are getting noticeably bigger by the day. Many roads now closed, and people who live and work there evacuating.
The timescale is such that we need to be prepared for an eruption happening within the coming week or even up to a month.
This professor with the University of Iceland sitting down with the Daily Record. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
We're working side by side to combat arms trafficking, to combat tackle organized crime, and to address the opioid epidemic, and including fentanyl, which when we talk privately, I want to tell you about my great conversation with Xi Jinping on that issue.
As illegal aliens continue to walk right into our country from Mexico, President Biden sitting down with the president of that country for a one-on-one meeting.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Now, as for the potentially deadly fentanyl pouring in over the southern border, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China reportedly has agreed to a crackdown. Here's Blinken.
Not only did they publish a notice to all of their companies that this is forbidden, they've actually taken concrete action to take down companies that were engaged in this practice. This is going to have a clear and positive impact on communities across our country.
Blinken there in an interview with ABC News. He also discussed the Israeli hostages being held by Hamas terrorists.
All I can tell you is we're focused on this intensely. Look, I'm hopeful that we can bring people home.
The Israeli military finding weapons and ammunition stashed throughout the hospital and behind an MRI machine. It's believed more than 200 Israelis still being held. They were kidnapped back on October 7th as Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a festival and multiple kibbutzes. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.